Here we go. Give a nice, warm, super. This is going to be like one of our really warm ones because it's the beginning and we're warming you up to. For Kelly McClymer.
One thing I've been for almost 40 years is a mother. I have a daughter, I have a son, and I have an AJ. And they're all three very wonderful children who are now grown. But my AJ is the one who's given me the most stories. Tonight's story starts at nap time. Nap time, I have my youngest son is in his crib sleeping. My AJ is in his room with the baby gate firmly, firmly attached because he's an escape artist. And I'm downstairs doing what I do at nap time, the dishes, the laundry, all those other things that need to get done. And I'm doing the dishes, stop the water, and I hear laughter. There is not supposed to be laughter at nap time. Never at nap time. And it's the baby laughing, so that's bad. That means AJ has escaped. So I head upstairs, and I go into the baby's room, and there's no AJ. The baby's standing there looking all happy and innocent, like, "Hi, Mommy, so glad to see you." And I'm like, okay, so I get down, I look under, is AJ under the bed? No, AJ's not under the bed. Where is he? So I go over to his room and the gate on the door, perfectly, perfectly still, perfectly there. Shake it a little bit just to make sure he didn't just put it back up. Nope. There's no AJ. I can't see him in his room. I go back to the baby's room because the baby's laughing again. No AJ. I bend down one more time, look under the bed, he's got to be under the bed. I hear laughter again, I look up. There's his face in the window. The mud porch roof of the second floor. He's on the roof. And I'm standing in the baby's room, looking at him, and panicking. So I don't know how I did it, but I managed to get into his room, over his little gate, and to his window, which now I notice is open. It's my husband's fault. I said, don't show him. We have these little windows you screw. I said, don't let him see you do that. My husband did not listen to me. It's his fault. All his fault. So I get to the window, and he's got his blanket and his pillow out there. I guess he decided he would have his nap out on the mud porch. He's my AJ, so why he's my AJ. And I said, AJ! And he looked at me. He turned around, put his hands behind his back, gave me this really innocent, did I mention he's three? 3 years old. Backed up. Straight to the edge of the roof. And I said, nothing, because I was thinking very rapidly, because I knew anything I said next could make him back up one little tiny bit more. So I was standing there thinking, well, I can't get out this window fast enough. He's definitely gonna back up if I do that. And I did not know what to do, and all of a sudden, I got completely calm. And I just reached my hand out the window and I said, do you want some ice cream? And he looked at me, because even at three, he knew that was a very strange thing for Mommy to say, when he probably shouldn't be out on the roof having his nap. And he looked at me and I said, do you want chocolate or strawberry? And wonder of wonders, I'm holding out my hand and he comes right for me. I don't remember if he got the ice cream. I don't remember.
Kelly McClymer, everybody.